Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the seventh day of Iyar, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta B'Shviis, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah continues to talk about things that can be done in the sixth year, right up until Rosh Hashanah, and we're talking here about figs that are unripe, which are called fagim or pagim. Sochin is a pagim, says the Mishnah. One can oil unripe figs. They used to do this to hasten the ripening. And one can pierce them so that the oil gets into the body of the figs. Ad Rosh Hashanah, right up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. There was no decree made about not applying this. Pagi Erev Shviis, Shenichnasu L'Shviis, even if through the oiling of the figs or the piercing of them, they will not ripen until the beginning of the Shemitah, you can still do it. One can still do it even though they won't ripen until the Shemitah year starts. However, v'shel shviis sheyotzu l'matzoi shviis, but any fruits that grew in the Shemitah year just didn't become ripe until after the Shemitah year, that's the first year of the next cycle, lo sochin v'lo imnak minosan. One cannot oil them or pierce them, even on Erev Shviis in such a case. Why? Because since they will not become ripe until the Shemitah year, therefore what you're doing is, one is really then doing them specially for the Shemitah year. It comes out that this activity is being done for the Shemitah year. And in terms of the fruits of the Shemitah that are only becoming ripe Matzah Shviis, they certainly you can't pierce them or oil them on Matzah Shviis because of the Kedusha, the holiness of the fruits of Shemitah. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mekoim shenagu losuch einon sochin. If it's a place that they normally don't oil the unripe fruits, then you are allowed to oil them. If a place where they normally do oil the unripe fruits, then you can't do it. Why? Because then it's considered work. Since normally that was the practice in that area, in that region, to oil the unripe fruits, unripe figs, by you oiling them, that's an avoda, that's asur. If, however, it's a place where they don't normally oil the unripe fruits, the unripe figs, sochin, then you are allowed to oil them. Why? Because since it's not normally done there, therefore it's not considered avoda, it's not considered work. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama, In the case of the unripe figs that are going to enter the seventh year, that are going to become ripe in the Shemitah year. The Tanakhama says, no, it's forbidden, even in a place where they don't normally oil them. Rabbi Yehuda says, we can be lenient if it's a place that they normally don't oil them. He holds that you can oil the fruits, the unripe fruits of Shemitah, the unripe fruits of the sixth year, even though it's only going to become ripe in the Shemitah year. However, when it comes to the second case, the case of the fruits of Shemitah that didn't ripen until after Shemitah, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that one cannot pierce them or oil them because of the Kedusha, the holiness of the fruits of Shemitah. This is how we're learning the Mishnah, which is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar in the Yerushalmi. There is another opinion which is different, and that's Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Rabbi Yehuda as not being lenient, as actually being machmir, quite a different way of learning the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon matir bo'ilon. Rabbi Shimon says, no. He says there's no problem doing work with the tree itself on end of Shemitah year, even though it's full of fruits on the Shemitah, full of fruits of the Shemitah produce. Mipnei shehu rashai b'avodas ilon, because one is allowed to do work on the tree itself. In other words, Rabbi Shimon holds that even though the fruits are holy, they have the kedusha of Shemitah, you're allowed to do work after the Shemitah year, Matzoi Shviis, on the tree itself. Indeed, that's how we learn it in Torah's Koinim. Shnas Shabbos and Yila Oretz, it says it should be a year of sabbatical rest for the land, from which we learn as soon as Shemitah is over, even though the fruits of Shemitah, you're allowed to do work with the guf of the ilon, with the body of the tree itself. However, the fruits retain and remain holy, and they are osur until Tu B'Shvat. That's how some learn Others learn that Rabbi Shimon Bar Tabbi Ilon, that means he permits oiling and piercing the tree, because he says you're allowed to pierce and oil the tree that has unripe Shemitah produce, because it's on the tree that you're working, and that's permitted on Matzoy Shvi'is after the Shemitah. As we said, we've learnt the Mishnah in the way that Rabbi Huda is being lenient. That's the way Rabbi Elazar and Yerushalmi learn. Rabbi Yochanan has a very different way of learning in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Huda is machmir according to his way, and we've learnt it the way that most Mefarshim learn, which is Rabbi Elazar's Shitta. Mishnah Vav. Ein noitin ve'ein mavrichin. One cannot plant a tree, nor can one mavrichin, bend a branch into the ground to have it take root elsewhere. Ve'ein markivin, nor can one graft one branch onto another branch of a tree, of course of the same species. On Erev Shavis, on the year before the Shemitah, that's the sixth year, pochos mishloishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if it's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it takes 30 days for the tree, for the sapling to take root. And because it takes 30 days to take root, one who plants or grafts or bends the branch into the ground less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, it's as if he's planting it in the Shemitah year. What happens if he did plant or graft or bend the branch into the ground less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? Yakor, then he has to uproot what he's planted, or the branch that he's bent into the ground, or the branch that he is grafted. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol har kova she'eino koletes l'shloshe yomim, if it will not take root within 3 days, shuvena koletes, it's not going to take root anymore. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to graft or plant any time if it's more than three days before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Omrim l'shtei shabbosos. They say it takes 2 weeks. If it's not going to take root within 2 weeks, it's not going to take root anymore. And therefore, they hold that as long as you've given a buffer zone of 2 weeks, as long as you planted or grafted the tree more than 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, there's no problem at all. In the Talmud Bavli, in Rosh Hashanah, they learned that all the shurim we mentioned in our Mishnah, whether it's 30 days, 3 days according to Rabbi Yehuda, or 2 weeks according to Rabbi Shimon, all these periods of time are in addition to Tosfos Shvi'is, in addition to the addition period of the Shemitah. There's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, as we've already learned earlier, that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah, one cannot plant and do anything that's called Tosfos Shvi'is. And according to this explanation, the way the Bavli learns it in Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, it comes out that when the Tanakhama said you've got to wait 30 days, he means 30 days before the additional Tosfos Shvi'is, which means 60 days before Rosh Hashanah. You can't plant if it's less than 60 days. And with 30 days for the klita to take root, and 30 days for the Tosfos Shvi'is, for the additional period. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who said 3 days in our Mishnah, he really means 3 days before that Tosfos period of 30 days. In other words, you have to plant it more than 33 days before Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, who say it takes 14 days to take root, they would say 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, and this is how most Mefarshim of the Mishnah learn Pshat, like the Bavli explains our Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam learns a bit differently. He says, learn it straight as it appears without that Tosfos Shvi'is.